Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Australia closed day two of the fifth and final Ashes Test at the SCG, 311 runs ahead of the visitors, bowling England out for just 155, then reaching 140 for four in their second innings. England resumed on 8 for 1, but were again shot out for a meagre total, first slipping to 23 for 5 and then 62 for 6, while Ben Stokes and Stuart Broad offered some resistance with scores of 47 and 30 respectively. Ryan Harris, Mitchell Johnson and Peter Siddle all took 3 wickets as England were dismissed in less than 59 overs. James Anderson, Broad and Stokes then stuck to making it difficult for Australia's top order in their second dig, and they were held together by Chris Rogers, who reached stumps unbeaten on 73 and forged well clear. The day had begun appallingly for England. They lost 4 wickets for 15 runs, as Alistair Cook, James Anderson, Kevin Pearson and Ian Bell parted with single-figure scores, leaving them reeling at 23 for 5. Mohammad Hafeez stroked an unbeaten 80, as Pakistan, who had been set 302 to win, drew the opening test against Sri Lanka in Abu Dhabi. Pakistan have only once chased more than 300 in a test match, and after Sri Lanka declared on 480 for 5 in their second innings, they made no serious attempt to reach their target. They closed on 158 for 2 after 52 overs. Ahmed Shahzad also hit a half century after Sri Lanka had batted on, closed their second innings with captain Angelo Matthews unbeaten on 157, and Prasanna Jayawardene not out on 63. The second test, which will see Pakistan recall Sarfraz Ahmed in place of injured Adnan Akmal, begins in Dubai on Wednesday the 8th of January. Martin Guptill top score with 81, as New Zealand took a 59-run win on the Duckworth Lewis method over the West Indies in the fourth one internationally in Nelson. The rain ended the match with the West Indies on 134 for 5 in 33.4 overs. New Zealand had earlier posted 285 for 6. It was another strong performance from the Black Caps against the West Indies side, meeting several key players such as Chris Gayle, Darren Bravo and Darren Sammy. Batting first, Guptill made a steady start, going on to hit 81 in 119 balls, as Jesse Ryder, Kane Williams and Ross Taylor batted aggressively, all falling just shy of half centuries. In their run chase, neither West Indian opener managed to score a run, both Chadwick Walton and Johnson Charles departing for ducks, and although Kirk Edwards did his best to revive the innings, the West Indians were always struggling. Despite Lendl Sims hitting 43 and 48 balls, and Wayne Bravo being unbeaten on 43 and 55, they were behind the run rate and well short of the DL par scores as the innings went on. Losing the wickets of Lendl Sims and then Narsingh Dion Arine hurt them further, and when play was ended with Dinesh Ramani unbeaten on 17, they needed to be on 193 to claim the honours. New Zealand now lead the five-match series 2-1, with one game to go in Hamilton on Wednesday. And the 2014 Asia Cup will be held in Bangladesh from the 25th of February, and for the first time Afghanistan will join the hosts India, Pakistan and Sri Lanka in the one-day international tournament. Having qualified for the 2015 World Cup and the ICC World 2020-2014, Afghanistan were invited to participate following the AGM of the Asian Cricket Council. The Asia Cup, which is run by the ACC, has since 2008 been held every 2 years, with Bangladesh set to host the tournament the second time in a row, despite security concerns. Chief Executive of the ACC, Ashraful Huq, said, "The tournament will go ahead as scheduled in Bangladesh on February the 25th. Afghanistan will be added as the fifth team in the regional one-day tournament."